Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. My beloved, standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service, family members, above 560 days, we have been doing this together in a row. Somehow, some way. Welcome. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 368. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the entire Bible, the whole Bible, as a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today, my beloved, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 18. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. I praise you and I thank you this morning for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, mental and physical protection and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon me and thus my family down through the years. I praise you and I thank you for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. For Jesus Christ's sake, please continue to have mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us and cleanse us of all sin. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. Fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your might, your anointing from on high, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to preach your Holy Word, to teach your Holy Word, to share it with others, and to preach your Holy Gospel, that those who are lost would hear and be saved all over the world. And And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, move the distracting devil away. I pray that, Lord, you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the hearts and lives and spirits of the people here who have that problem and of the people out there who have that problem, who name the name of Christ. Especially, and Lord, we pray of people in their family. We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from what we're doing this morning in both services. And Lord, I pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell throughout this day. And Lord, drive away the sins that these demonic spirits produce, hindrance and distraction, sabotage and betrayal, treachery, pride, stubbornness and rebelliousness and witchcraft, bad attitudes and bad spirits. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us, Holy Father God, to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our sins, and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we request and we pray and we ask. Based upon your holy word, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving, Lord, around the world, in this country, in our community, in the church, in our families and in our individual lives. And then, Lord, we pray that you would deliver millions of people from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis. We also pray that you would deliver all of us from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, student loan debt, student problems, progress problems as well. Lord, if we do right by you, if we are choosing to be obedient to you and your holy word and to your Holy Spirit, deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Lord, if we are choosing to obey your word and your Holy Spirit, deliver us all from our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And then, Lord, bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would place upon us today the whole armor of God and surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your holy word. And use us mightily throughout this day as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 18. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better for thou succor us out of the city. And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best I will do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. And his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him, and why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the tree, in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel. For Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you for all of your holy word. And to me, all of it is good. But if you would allow me, Lord, to say the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you are a God of absolute truth and transparency. And we should be the same. Help us, Lord, to learn the lessons, the tragic lessons, not to sin against you, because you are the God of love, but you also are the God of chastisement, punishment, and rebuke. And I thank you for it. Help us all to take heed to it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. by me of any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.